Multiple investigations revealed widespread attendance problems in D.C. public schools last year. But for this story, we wanted to learn which school had the highest attendance rates and how they did it. As WAMU's education reporter Jenny Abamu found out, the school in the lead isn't what you would expect.
Again, my expectation is that you have pen, paper, and you're ready to go.
Amy Fuller is leading her middle school social studies students through a lesson at Friendship Public Charter School online. If you notice her voice sounds a bit muffled, it's because she's not standing in front of a classroom. She's teaching through her webcam. On most weekdays, this is how students engage with her, on a laptop in their homes.
Remember, I can't see you, but if I don't see the assessments being done or they're not being mastered, it's my way of knowing that you are not with me.
Friendship Online is the only tuition-free kindergarten through 8th grade virtual school in the D.C. area. When I visited the red and white school building in Northwest D.C. on Tuesday, it was practically empty. Most days of the week, it only has a custodial worker and a few maintenance men inside. That's because students only meet on campus on Thursdays. Yet this public school reports the highest attendance numbers in the district, 99.8%, and its truancy rate, zero. Fuller says they have an advantage because the school day doesn't start till 10.
They're coming here and they're choosing this school because they're motivated to do the work. They want to do it.
How exactly does a virtual school measure attendance? According to Tracy Sloan, the school leader, the attendance policy at Friendship Online states students must complete 5 hours of academic work a day to be counted present. That is similar to state policy that says students must be present for 80% of the school day. But that doesn't mean students at Friendship Online are sitting in front of their computer for 5 hours every day. Omar Musa, one of Fuller's 8th grade students, says one of the biggest differences between being a student in person and an online one is a flexible work schedule.
There is a big difference in the amount of work you can do because you can go ahead in your work. No one's going to stop you.
But just as easily as a student can work ahead, some can also work fewer hours on one day and more the next. Teacher Amy Fuller explains.
If I see, you know, one day they did 8 lessons and one day they only got 2, well, maybe they were prepping because they knew that they had some sort of event or something.
Fuller says as long as students show that they've worked 25 hours by the end of the week, it's okay. Sloan, the school leader, says they encourage students to work during the regular school hours, but acknowledges this practice is allowed.
Yes, we do have flexibility for students that, you know, would not fit in a traditional school.
But under state attendance policies, is this allowed? After all, students in brick-and-mortar schools must be in class 80% of the day every day to be counted present. We raised that question with Karen Williams, the president of the D.C. State Board of Education. The body approves attendance policies.
We haven't even looked at the implementation and the ramifications of virtual schools, because there's only one in the city. And I know that sounds bad, but we haven't.
It's not only D.C. State Education Board that hasn't considered the implications of having virtual schools and no policies to guide them. Other states, including Indiana and California, have struggled to respond to virtual schools who have used policy loopholes to raise attendance numbers. And it's not only attendance lacking regulation in virtual programs. Luis Huerta is an associate professor of education at Columbia University. He says significant differences in teaching, governance, and how kids engage in learning
demands accountability mechanisms that are distinct and completely different than traditional accountability mechanisms. There is no state that has created accountability mechanisms that are unique to the delivery model, governance, et cetera, of virtual schools.
Williams says the D.C. State Board is looking into whether or not to hold the virtual school to the same NC attendance rules as other publicly funded institutions, or to treat it like homeschooling and make an exception.
This is something that we might need to look deeper into.
The current policy, or lack thereof, has garnered Friendship Online a top spot as a public school with the highest attendance numbers in the district. But it's hard to judge success when the school is playing by different rules. For WAMU, I'm Jenny Abamu.